Okay. I now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Case number 10,889, Timothy and Diane Clark, west of Route 54, north of Oak Road, being Lot 18 within Kenwick on the Bay Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Would you both come forward, please?
Come forward.
Oh. Need your names and place of residence, please.
Selby Village, Delaware.
It's mailing address.
Oh, excuse me.
It's all right.
37650 Oak Road, Selby Village.
Same address, okay. Do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Podium yours.
Good evening, sir.
Now, am I supposed to...
You want to present?
Present my case.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're applying for a setback to put a garage adjacent to the existing house. We're also going to put a second floor on the house, but the second floor doesn't change anything to do with the property footprint or the house footprint. But we're proposing to put a 22 by 22 foot two-car garage on the front of the house as part of the addition, and the garage will come out. We want the exception to come out to within 25 feet of our front property line and within 5 feet of our side property line. We live in Kenwick on the Bay, and Kenwick on the Bay covenants allow 5 feet on the side property line, and they allow 25 feet on the front property line. We're asking for to be granted the exception, or the variance, excuse me, to go to the Kenwick property lines. We have an existing house, so our house is already there, so we can't obviously move the house. We do have one unusual situation for our neighborhood, is we have a 12-foot setback from the road to the property line. So when we go with the 12-foot and the additional 25 feet, we'll still be 37 feet from the street, which is farther back than, I'd say, probably at least a lot of the houses in our neighborhood have.
Okay.
And we have a letter from our next-door neighbor who's on that side of our house where the garage will be, stating that he has no objection and approves of us building the house. Well, you all had that, I know, in the file, but I don't know whether, am I supposed to read that?
No, you have it.
We
already have it.
Okay.
So.
And then I also understand that two doors down there's an empty lot, and the woman that owns that lot, through the guidance of one of the other neighbors that kind of takes care of the lot for her, wrote in not objecting to the variance. And I understand that those are the only two letters that have been written that I know of. And we have approval, verbal approval. We've gone to all of our neighbors, showed them the plans, and no one seems to have an objection. Everyone seems to think that it would enhance the neighborhood, the addition we're putting onto the house. Oh, and we also have a letter that's in our file from the Kenwick on the Bay Association, Ed Brady, who's in charge of the bylaws and, you know, this sort of thing with the association. He's approved it, our plans. And,
we have a copy of that right there.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And in fitting in with the neighborhood, on our street, there's approximately 22 houses, and only three of the houses are single story at this time, which ours is one of the ones. So we're not building anything that's gargantuan or anything in the neighborhood. And also, almost every house on our street has a garage, and we're only putting a 22 by 22 foot garage is all we're asking for. And the garage, in order to be within the 25 feet, will kick back into the existing house approximately 4.5 feet. And if we had to go back any farther than that, it makes those rooms, it kicks back into completely unusable.
Okay.
I think that's basically all I have to present.
So are you moving the shed to a different place, or are you doing away with the shed?
The shed is probably going to be done away with, but the shed has already been moved from where it shows on that. It's been moved around to the back of the house in compliance with...
In the setbacks.
The setbacks. That shed was there when we bought the house.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's taken care of. Okay.
Once we get the garage, we'll probably do away with the shed, but at least it's not within any of the... It's not in violation of the setbacks.
Okay. Already.
As of right now.
Okay. Thank you for that. It's probably 4 points. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No further ones, Mr.
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received 3 letters in favor. One from the Homeowners Association and 2 neighbors.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10889. And I don't believe it altered central character of the neighborhood. There's no opposition. We have granted light variances in that came with in the past. And certainly, if he's going to live there permanently, he certainly needs a garage, in my opinion.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,889. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.